Hello.
Simon here.
Hello, who's that speaking?
Simon here.
Simon. I'm not sure if you're tracking what's going on with your this website, Titanic. Is that something to do with you?
Possibly, yes.
There's some bloke on there sort of using emails trying to extort money from people, saying that you've emailed him and now he's going to claim £200. But there's a bit, it's quite a bit on the internet about Titanic being part of the scam.
All right.
I would suggest you either block him from your system,
Yes.
or have a word with him and say you're not
Yes.
prepared to tolerate this sort of thing. But
Yes.
basically, it's over the internet. I'm emailing 400 companies that we deal with about this, and your name is. I'll give you his email address.
Yeah.
It's
Any chance
Adrian.
you can email me because
No, I'm
I'm.
not going to email you because I don't want you to know who I am. It's Adrian. You
Yeah.
can do your own research at titanic.co.uk.
Yeah. Adrian at
Yeah, his name is
titanic.co.uk.
Adrian Kennard, Kennard. And basically,
Right.
huh?
Adrian Kennard's one of my best mates.
Oh, right. Well, he's writing to people trying to extort £200 out of them if they've emailed him through Titanic.
Yeah, because that, I assume they've spammed him. He's very careful about that.
Yeah, well, it's all over the internet, and I'm just about to email 400 people in my network to say that this is what's going on at Titanic. So,
Have they sent him a UCE? Have they broken the law by sending him a spam is the question, really.
well, what law are we talking about? We bought a database, we sent him an email. If we've got to go to jail for that, that's fine.
Yeah, you can, just because it's in the sales of your database doesn't mean you're allowed to email everybody on it.
Absolutely, but we're allowed to. He can unsubscribe, and that's all he had to do. He didn't have to start threatening us
Well,
with.
it's by the time you've done that, it's too late, isn't it? You've already committed the offence.
Well, then, okay. But so you're part of it, then, are you, Simon?
No, I'm absolutely nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Adrian's a man in his own right who has a personal email address, adrian@titanic.co.uk.
Yeah, what he's doing though, it's all over the internet, and I just told you, I'm sending this out as a scam for 400 people. There was a scam like this before, and the courts came down quite heavily on it.
Scam. There's a law against spamming.
Yeah,
It sounds a bit like
one
you've broken
email,
it.
Simon, is
But listen,
hardly.
it doesn't matter if you shoot one person, you've still broken the law, haven't you?
So
Have you
yeah,
spoken to
but he's
Adrian
trying to
about
extort
it?
money. Do you not understand that? Oh, this is the law. This is what I'm going to do. I want £200 and I'll go away. Is that not extortion then, Simon?
No, it's the law.
Well, let's see. Let him go for it then.
Well, he is doing, isn't he? That's what you just told me. I
No,
assume he's
it's
doing.
all a bloody. No, it's a scam, Simon. He's just trying to get money
No,
off of us.
he goes. He'll go to small claims court,
Will he?
and you'll get your chance to explain to the judge that you sent the email and it was only one and you didn't think it really mattered, and the
Yeah.
judge will make his decision, won't he?
So you are part of it. Okay, all right. That's all I needed to know. Thanks, then. Bye.